Very good morning and welcome to the show with me, Suzanne Radford. Yes, giving you the rundown for the coming month, actually. We're going to be looking with Explorer magazine at the month of April with web editor Laura Coughlin. Good morning to you, Laura, from Explorer.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I've got a little bit of a cold this morning, so excuse me if I sound a little bit ruffly.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Now, that's because you've been so busy, I think. Now, it's a fab issue, April's issue. It's a family issue. Lots of ideas for things to do here in the UAE. Even coming up, the ideas have come from our mini explorers of the UAE. You've also got some great features on international travel for families, destinations that you might consider for this summer. And, of course, we must get the update on the search for the ultimate UAE explorer. So tell me what's happened so far and what's to come.
Well, can you believe it? We've been talking about this now since January. So we're about to hit into April, and it's coming to the very end now of this really big search. Suzanne, we've had about 15,000 people apply.
15,000?
Yeah, which is an amazing achievement. The competition has been incredible. We've got amazing prizes for one lucky explorer to win. Now, this person, we are looking for someone who will want to be our roving reporter for the Explorer brand. This person will get to do experiences or once a week, once every 2 weeks, whenever they are free, any experience that they want to do within the UAE. Now, that could be anything from skydiving to swimming with dolphins to swimming with horses. It could be stays in five-star hotels, restaurant reviews, you name it, our roving reporter gets to do it. But not only that, the best part is they get to live in an apartment at the Ascot Park Place on Shakeside Road for free for an entire year. They get a brand new Toyota FJ Cruiser for free for an entire year. They get 50,000 dirhams spending money at Adventure HQ within Times Square Centre. And they get flights to London and New York courtesy of Virgin Atlantic for two people whenever they want in a year.
Whenever they want in a year.
How amazing is that?
It's an incredible year to be had, isn't it?
If I wasn't working for Explorer, I'd have applied about 15 times myself. So you can imagine, 15,000 people is pretty impressive.
Exactly, but it's such a great prize. But for such a great prize, it's got to be tough, hasn't it? It's got, to get through this and become the ultimate UAE explorer.
Oh, yeah.
So what have the challenges been so far? What's the process been so far?
So it has been a lengthy process. First of all, we got people to register online, and that's where about 15,000 people have applied through our website at uaeforfree.com. All they had to do was register their name. The next thing that happened was that we randomly selected a top 100 people from those 15,000. Those top 100 people already became a little bit of a roving reporter. We gave them an experience for free to enjoy. Now, those experiences went from anything from a facial at the address Dubai Marina to a hot air balloon ride at Balloon Adventures Emirates to swimming with dolphins at the Dolphinarium. So there were loads of different kind of experiences, and we had to get them to write a review. So then we had 100 people who wrote a review.
100 reviews.
100 reviews. So the editorial team all came together. We then sat down and looked at all the different reviews that we had. We checked out which ones were grammatically correct, which ones are interesting, and then we narrowed it down again to the top 30. Those top 30 then were given a brand new Fujifilm camera. They then were asked to go out, use their new camera, and video why they think they should be the ultimate UAE explorer. So off they went, videoing, and that's what we've just most recently had. People have been sending it. They sent in their videos.
And what were they like?
It's probably the best day in Explorer headquarters because you just get to sit in the office and watch these people and some of them are fantastic, which you can see online at uaeforfree.com. You can see basically the top 12 that we selected. Now, we selected the top 10, actually, videos that people had created from their Fujifilm cameras. But we also had a Barasti Beach. We had a video booth.
Oh, great.
So anyone who hadn't made it to this point but were still so excited they really wanted to be in it, they could come down to Barasti and they could perform it for 2 minutes and explain to us why they should be the ultimate UAE explorer. Suzanne, it was incredible the kinds of people that came down. Anyway, we selected these two wild cards.
Okay.
One guy, bless his heart, ran through Barasti in nothing but yellow paint and a little pair of boxers. And he was like, I am the explorer man. And he turned up.
I'm the crazy man.
He was mental. But so much so, he was so great that he is now in our top 12. So we've got, right now, we've got these top 12. Two wild cards and 10 video people who are now vying for everybody's vote.
Within that part of the competition, the videos that were coming through, can you give me an idea of the range, you know, the creativity, the imagination, or just the craziness of what people were putting on camera to get through?
Okay, so we've got 12 people. We've got a different range of talents within this group and different ages as well. We've got a lady called Celeste. Celeste, she is a wonderful, you can tell she's a super mum. She probably, you know, she works very hard during the day, and in her video she just showed how much she loves her family, and she shows that, you know, if even though she's going to be an explorer, her family are going to be explorers with her. So she went off to Wadi Adventure. If you haven't been there yet, it's in Al Ain, and I can't recommend this place highly enough. It's a new water park that's just opened up, but it has a man-made surf pool, so you can go surfing. Every 90 seconds there's a wave. There's even high ropes. If you've ever been to Goa,
yeah exactly,
yeah, it's that obstacle course. And there was Celeste fighting her fear with her family up on the rope, screaming, but she did it to prove that she should be this ultimate UA explorer.
Great.
And we thought she was definitely worthy of that. So there she's in.
So you've got Supermom there.
We've got Supermom.
And then
we've got someone like Lilium. Lilium is Brazilian, South African. She's obviously very good at graphics. Her video is brilliant. She's used a time-lapse video, so it looks like she's floating or skating through Dubai and the UAE. And it's really beautiful. It's very colourful. She doesn't say anything. So, but she shows us, you know, graphically, you know, how why she wants it. Then we've got someone like Tim. Tim, bless him, he's a teacher. He gets his whole, all of his kids involved in the video. He's there. He's dressed up, suited and booted in a chemistry class. All his kids are bored. And he just says, right, I'm going to sneak off. And he grabs a skateboard and starts skating around the UAE. He jumps on a surfboard. He goes paddleboarding, all staying in his suit. So there he is scuba diving, and we can see him dressed in a suit. And it was just brilliant. So we've got 12 very different, very unique videos that you can now vote. These guys are desperate for your votes. We've got a top 12. We can only take a top 5 into the challenge day. So
the idea is that people can go online. Go on to the... what's the website?
It's uaeforfree.com.
uaeforfree.com.
That's right. Bit of a mouthful. And you can see all of the videos.
And then you click on, and that gives them your vote.
Exactly correct. So you need to just go on there, look at the videos, select your favourite. You only get one chance. So just, have a look through all of them. They are brilliant viewing. And if you can go down to Barasti as well, we've got, all the contestants are going down there every day to try and drum up support as well. We're going down there, Explorer team are going down there tonight. It would be great to see you as well.
Okay, so then what happens? You get the votes in. What's the deadline? I know. It's incredible. So you get the what's the deadline when you get the votes
so
in?
So they've got until Saturday to collate as much votes as possible. We've got
just this Saturday.
Yeah. They've had it since last Saturday, so it's been about just over a week, actually. I think maybe even 10 days of them trying to drum up support. I can see I'm looking I love that my job is involved in looking at the timer and counting down the numbers. But so we've got a top 5 at the moment, but chasing their heels very closely are the other 6, so it's 7, so we're doing quite well.
So it's still quite close.
Very close. It's anybody's game at the moment. But once we get the top 5 on Saturday, these top 5 people will then go through to a challenge day weekend, which takes place next week, so the 6th and 7th of April. We will be doing... if you've ever seen The Amazing Race, it's going to be like that. So it's basically each contestant can bring a partner, and they will get a driver. Now, the driver is not of their choice. It's someone in the Explorer office. Someone's going to get me. God help them. But anyway, so off we go. They'll have challenges. They might have... I can't tell you too much, but they might have to do all sorts of challenges. Last year, we had them going through on a theme park. They had to eat as much food as they could on a theme park. They had to. We had to zoom to the bowling alley. They had to get as many strikes as they could. We went to Allain Wildlife Park, and we had to run around counting animals. It was just crazy.
So all on one day?
That was all on one day.
Wow.
This time, it's over 2 days. So we are, and I can tell you that we are going to, that the overnight stay will be at Dreamland Aqua Park, which is great. So we know that something's going to be water, you know, water based.
And you're heading out of town.
That's right. Oh, we're heading out everywhere. So the entire challenge day will take place in a one weekend. We will go throughout the whole of the UAE.
So
seven Emirates in 2 days. So I hope these contestants are ready. But we are inviting people. We'd love people to come down to Dreamland Aqua Park and be, you know, be part of this experience. So we've got an Ultimate UAE Explorer Dreamland camping trip. So if anybody's watching and anybody's been watching the competition from the very beginning, or if you like what I, you know, have just said and you guys want to be involved and want to watch these contestants in action, please do check out uaeforfree.com. We've got an Ultimate Explorer camping package for families and friends. So please do come and join us. We'd be more than welcome to have you.
Exciting stuff. Yes. Now stay with us as we flick through the pages of April's issue of Explorer magazine. And you've got a great feature this month. Are kids involved in technology at too early an age? So we'll have a look at that article and more in just a moment.